great session here in OTAs. Like every practice we've had, work on situations, but then we finalized all the last OTA with a little competition at the end, you know, and it's good. It's good to see their spirits and see them compete in that situation as well.
Where'd the softball idea come from?
You know what? We just thought we came out here. We were going to go across and hit in that stadium, but the fences were a little too long, you know. So we decided to move it over here, and, you know, we thought we could get a practice in and then just keep right here on the field. And I think the big thing, I wanted to get all the families here. So we told the players, invite all your families. We have a little meal for them outside. And, you know, give the chances for the coaches and the families to get together.
I got a picture of them. One time, it was 9 out of 10. Taylor Price. I got to apologize to Taylor Price. Yeah. I struggled next with him.
How did Mark compete, Coach?
Listen, no. What's that? Yeah. How did I handle work? He went after that, though.
Yeah, you did. You bounced back, man. He handled pressure. He wasn't stressed. Huh? No, it's good.
As you talked about, this team just getting better each day, getting better each day. So at the end of this week, how do you feel about the overall assessment of where you're
at? We're very pleased with the challenges we present them. And, you know, at the end, it kind of went back and forth. Offense a couple days ago had a really good day. Yesterday, the defense had a really good day. So it goes back and forth. And that's what happens when you start seeing both sides of the ball improve.
When you look ahead to next week, and many, what other things do you want to work on next week? Kind of.
Well, we bring it all together. You know, we've, all the installations are in for the most part. There may be a few more things that we add, but it'll be more about execution. And you'll see more move the ball situations, you know, including 2 minutes and backed up and trying to hit every situation one more time before we leave.
Do you feel like you've got a good grasp of what each of these guys can do, and are you starting now to fit them into the system?
Yeah, you know, technique-wise and things like that, I think it'll show up even more in training camp when we get the pads on. You know, there's just some things that you can't assess in no pads. So that'll even be a bigger assessment for us. But right now, a chance to evaluate our guys, and a big part of it is, you know, as a first-year staff, it's also implementation of our offense and defense. You know, and that's what I challenge the coaches all the time, too, is I say, I know we're evaluating scheme, but let's not forget to continually evaluate our players, you know, and see, because, you know, this personnel placement is huge, and getting guys positioned in the right positions is something that we're always looking at.
That catch in the corner from Ace Sanders, yeah. How good was it?
You know what, I met with the offense yesterday, and we're watching tape, and they're very pleased with Ace, very pleased the last couple days. They think he's got a chance to do some good things, you know, if he keeps progressing like he has been. So, you know, and then he finished it today with that. That was, you know, he's just a really, really competitive kid, really competitive.
Roy Wilson succeeded. I mean, Roy, I keep calling Wilson for some reason. So. He thinks he can come back next week. I'll check with Mike
right after this and see how he went through individual and that's what he's been doing. But I look at our injury list and things like that, and I'm very pleased with the direction that's going. And we just need, you know, health is such an important factor for us, especially going through OTAs and minicamp. So we just got to knock on wood and come out here and continue to compete. And, you know, it's a credit to our guys and our training staff and our strength staff.
Did you know that Wilson?
Sorry.
Did you know that Miller would miss OTAs when you signed him? Did you realize who he was?
Well, I'm not so sure we thought that he would miss all of them, Vito. I think that we knew that the knee part, but we thought that with rest it would come back, and he's going to end up being fine. And we're just being cautionary as a result of it. And, you know, the biggest thing for us is to get him ready for training camp. And that's why you saw some of the groin injuries. We just didn't challenge it. We just took our time with it, made sure guys completely healed before they came back.
You talked about this new protocol for
return to play. Yeah.
Yeah. How was that developed?
It's good. It's good. It's taken Milo and Mike, and they're coming together, and they're really talking on both sides of it. And then, you know, when we bring him in the first day of mini camp or first day of training camp, we do this assessment on him and see where their baseline is. And then if they get injured, we test that baseline and see where they're at. And then when they come back, we feel they're ready, we go back and say, are they back to their initial baseline? And then, you know, it's kind of that process, but it involves training and strength conditioning to do it. And, you know, we're working through it now. We're working through it. Anytime you install something for the first time, there's things that come up, you know, that we have to address. But I like the direction it's going.